Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting
the new 92.3 FM, WFNY-FM, New York, and streaming at 92.3freefm.com. David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
See, I'm walking. See, I'm talking. The wood is everything in me. Oh, feel the need. Feel the need in me. I need you by my side to be my guide. I can see my arms are open wide. Baby, feel the need.
Looks like we made it first thing in the morning, huh? Roth Radio, who would have thought? We never made it to the internet last night. Those of you who were trying to dial in, I don't know. I think we got censored a little bit there, but evidently we're on live. Who would have ever suspected? Dero, large, so large I need a barge. That's why they made me Sarge. Marge. Roth Radio. I'm going to just open the phones right away. 866-313-3733. Who thought you'd see me this early? I thought so. What did you think, Animal?
Hey, man, I didn't get no sleep last night. I didn't know what to do, man. I didn't get no car. I just showed up, man.
Be Young, how you feeling this morning there, my good white brother? Yeah. Play along with the track here. Play it, baby. I don't want to dwell on the subject for too long. I didn't realize, it's my fault, I didn't realize that we were supposedly having a target demographic of a 35-year-old white male. I thought that we were inviting women. I thought we were inviting black people. I thought that we were inviting kids. I thought that we were inviting whoever, because when you're doing the talk radio, well, isn't that the domain of everybody? That's the musical instrument that virtually everybody plays, correct? Yeah. So that's the one chance that you have, at least in the United States of America, of reaching, like it says on the side of Monopoly, good for kids 6 to 60, right? Turn it up. Anyways, we're broadcasting wide. And if we made it actually to the internet today, I wouldn't be surprised if we got taken off there. But if we are, DavidLeeRoth.com, give us an email right away, and we'll speak to that as well. Don't forget, we got Jeff Jarrett, who's been with Total Nonstop Action Wrestling since its inception here. He's going to be dialing in, and actually not too far along. Stick with us there. Famous porn star. Well, they're all famous with me, man. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, former porn star, and now you know, she's the Penthouse Talent Scout. Stacey Valentine is going to be joining us also on the phone. I don't know if our third guest is up to it. She's got a little bronchitis. Hey, who doesn't, baby? Yeah. Right. Give me the loop one time. Playing live in the studio. Go ahead, Be Young. Bang on. Bang on. Bang on. Bang on. Roth Radio. That the Roth Lodge. Roth Lodge, man. Roth Radio. Okay, let me get off the mark here a little bit early. Evidently, I was told that a woman was coming down to meet us, and that we haven't been shared with any tapes or any videos of her. We haven't been shared any kind of materials to see what she does. Evidently, she was just perfect for the job. I don't know who this young lady is. I haven't seen her. Some of the other fellas had. This is a rather attractive, kind of tall young lady, whatever, coming in. And I made this, and I'm supposed to meet her, okay, today. And, you know, evidently, she's not allowed to actually audition. And I wondered out loud, well, how do you hire somebody if they don't actually, like, come on the show and you actually speak? It was, of course, my thought early on that once we get up and running after the first 3-4 weeks here, that I don't know that we actually need a traditional configuration. For those of us artists who have been doing this in radio for some years, like Howard or like Booker or whoever, then that perfectly fits. Otherwise, it's kind of like showing up and playing blues to a room of young black kids. It's just not going to serve, okay? And I asked, I says, who is this gal coming in? Because I don't know that we actually need to imitate Stern or anybody else here. I think we have something relatively unique. And they told me, no, we feel that you need to have somebody here, and we need to have you work with her. And I said, well, how are we going to do that? They said, well, we feel if you like her that we'll just hire her on the spot. So what happens is, I think in this terms of like this, what if somebody came up and we found out they were trying to Kype Sasha, our 21-year-old intern? I would say to Sasha, Sash, do you want these advances? Is this something that you see as a promotion and you want to go to? And if she said no, somebody would have a really bad day. Anyway, so when I meet her, I'm going to say the exact same thing. My friend, it's like squeezing my buddy's girlfriend. I can't do that. Well, I could, but I don't want to. Anyways, so the question came up. They said, Dave, if you would work with a woman, who would you work with? Oh, I said, that's easy. You need a university-educated litigating attorney like Nancy Grace from, what is it, CNN or whatever. And she would have to be combined with the brilliant social spirit and mind of Heidi Fleiss. what American radio in general has become is very codified, very predictable. It's sort of like hard rock or heavy metal did in the 80s. Totally predictable. It became a ghetto. You had to have a certain sound. You had to have a certain haircut. You had to have a certain pair of pants. You had to have a certain kind of guitar. Otherwise, you didn't qualify for the genre. And radio, in many ways, has become like that. And what I said early on was that, you know, if you're going to do anything like a configuration that Howard Stern is, who frankly is one of my heroes, then you had better bring the love, buddy. Don't bring intentions. You had better bring the pain, baby. Don't bring your goodwill. Your good taste is not what's going to entertain New York City. Your good looks is not what's going to entertain Boston. Your great genius deep thinking is not what's going to entertain Philadelphia or places like Cleveland. These are the toughest cities on earth, inarguably, to talk to deal with, to jack for, to pick the tunes for. What do you think of this one, baby? Yeah. So anyways, I have no doubt that this individual, this young lady, has a lot of wherewithal, that she's got a lot of style, a lot of class, a lot of moves. I don't know her name, and now I understand why they didn't show me any preparatory materials here, okay? You know, I was asking, well, what does she look like? Where's she from? What's she sound like, etc.? Don't worry. Well, who's doing the picking? Well, Mark Chernoff, the program director. So, if you've got any talent, any ambition at all, then you're a contemporary of mine. You're a colleague of mine. I look at Corolla the exact same way. Contemporary. If somebody said, Dave, Corolla's coming on after you, they just signed him up, I think, great. Can we get him on the show? Absolutely, right away. If I would like to think that if I said, or somebody said to him, hey, Roth's going to do afternoons in L.A., that he would have the exact same impression. A lot of stations compete. I understand that. I'm not competing with. hopefully what we're doing here is entirely unique. Evidently, it's so unique that it's infuriated a lot of folks who thought that, you know, they were going to do what is a classic tradition in theater, politics, and the fine arts. And I'll explain it this way. To be first of a thing, it's called preeminent. I never knew what the word meant, but preeminent. You're the first one to shine, the first star to shine. And everybody else who imitates you is doomed to a younger brother's inheritance for life. Like a shadow, that success will run from them when they chase it, and that success will only follow when they exit. When you're first, like a Howard Stern, when you're first, like perhaps a Limbaugh, when you're first, like a Wolfman Jack or an Imus or whatever, then you can't imitate it ever again. And what always happens is when those individuals graduate, get promoted, retired, or just playing gack, there's always going to be somebody with a clipboard who goes, okay, I figured out the formula. I watched a lot of Led Zeppelin, and I can tell you how to put together a supergroup. First thing you need. And here comes a generation of supergroup imitations, but it'll sell. It'll sell. It'll sell. Really. And this is the long thumb that came down on us. I was discussing this at length yesterday, and that's why they took us off the internet on the stream last night. Yesterday's show never made it to the internet, okay? I don't know, 92.3. Free. Well, not completely free. So the same individual who is our program director has decided that there is a format to be adjusted to. First thing you want to do is you might want to do a little monologue, Johnny Carson style, and then you're going to go, okay, let's open up the phones, and you say the word topic. The word topic, it already sounds like 1958 to me, man. I did my audition in Boston, and we never did pick a topic. It was me. It was Hutch. We had two guests the whole week. Well, actually, we had two Hooter girls, but two Hooter girls always come in pairs like lesbians in there, so that's one guest. And then we had the fellow from the basketball team, and we never even picked a topic. I wasn't even sure what they meant when they first said that. A topic. Is that like an ointment? And we had a great time for, I think it was 3 hours a day, 5 days in a row, all the way up to and including St. Patrick's Day. We never even picked a subject. Virtually every phone call was a different subject. And some of them, they would want to argue with the phone call before the last, and we got a little gummed up on the telephone buttons, and that was just great theater, man. It was great, great. And, you know, I have had these arguments with the fellas upstairs about the nature of what we're trying to do here. Because when you're, for example, Bill Maher, have you seen the Bill Maher show? Excellent, amazing show. Gotta love the writing. Bill is damn close to genius. Genius needs a little distance. Genius needs a little endurance, some mileage. He's damn close to it. All he's got to do is just show up and win. You follow? It's all over but the winning for Bill Maher. Seriously. Great, great stuff. And his show is only a half an hour long, something like that, right? You have to have what's called episodic construction. That means first you do the monologue and it only goes for this many minutes. Then you talk to a guest on the TV screen and it can only last for X amount of minutes. Then you improvise with your guest for X amount of minutes. Then you go, here's the part where we do so forth, because you can't fool around in the space of 30 minutes. There's no such thing as a Grateful Dead concert that lasts 30 minutes, man. If you're going to improvise wildly and you're really going to dip into the unknown, the spontaneous, well, then the four-hour gig is where you're going to be able to do that. And I had expressed this very early on and said, guys, why go with any format? Why decide what you're going to wear tomorrow until tomorrow? We make this all up as we go, huh? It's kind of like the Iron Chef. And today's ingredient is Sausage. Those of you who don't know, that's B. Young in the front of the aircraft right up there playing live in the studio. We call it Track Blast, and everybody here is standing up, all right. We do all 4 hours standing up on foot, even animals up on foot. We finally got a mic stand that is 6'5" tall. Evidently, the traditional morning show personality disc jockey profile does not add up to close to 400 metric pounds. Is there such a thing as metric pounds? There is now, baby.
Yeah.
Anyways, what we do is we jam with the tracks here. I guess it's kind of sonic karaoke, nuclear karaoke, atomic karaoke. Is that what it is? All right. Tell you what, keep the track right where it is, and you turn up the guitar so we can hear it. Go ahead, B. Young. Bad. Bang. Anyways, this sounds like spring break to me, huh? Let's get to some actual news here. Study warns women about spring break. The American Medical Association is warning girls not to go wild during spring break. Oh, good advice, huh? Okay. What else? Are they going to warn us to drink milk for strong teeth and good bones? Are they going to warn us that tobacco is bad for us? I mean, some warnings you just don't need, correct? Seriously. All but confirming what goes on in those Girls Gone Wild videos, 83% of college women and graduates surveyed by the AMA said that spring break involves heavier than usual drinking, and 74% said that the break results increased sexual activity. Sounds like a weekend to me. Now, it says here in the bottom, sizable numbers reported getting sick from drinking and blacking out and engaging in unprotected sex or sex with more than one partner. Somebody get the address on this. Activities that... I'm sorry? I want to go. Give me an invitation. And this may increase their risk for sexually transmitted diseases and unwanted pregnancies. You think Britney Spears has an unwanted pregnancy and she's just playing it? Or is she just not thinking? Or is she duplicating mom? What do you think's going on here? Is this a good move for Britney? Is she playing for time? Maybe she actually didn't get the role that they were talking about her doing on Broadway. And isn't this like throwing the ball out of bounds a little bit?
I think she's just getting fat.
No, I don't think she's just getting fat. I think not with Kevin Federline in the rabbit hutch, man. Anyways, 866-313-3733. I don't know. If you have a spring break story or you have spring break advice, not for me. I'm the mayor of spring break. But if you have some vibe here that you can share for this, I'm going to dovetail this into some of the other stories because virtually everything else here today is sexually oriented. Hey, I call that a win-win. Paris Hilton, stay away from the man. L.A., California. A court commissioner has signed off an unusual restraining order against celebutante Paris Hilton, ordering her to stay at least 100 yards away from an event producer who claimed she threatened him unless they're at a party together. Isn't 100 yards the size of a football field, right?
Yeah.
This is such classic Hollywood BS legal wrangling. Listen to this. She was ordered to stay at least 100 yards away from him. Unless they're at a party together. Have you ever been to a 100-yard party? I've been to one of Diddy's parties at his house down in Miami before, after the Video Music Awards. And that was 100 yards worth of party. But, Animal, have you ever even worked a party that's 100 yards big?
I did some block parties for easy in my day. You know, take over about 2 blocks and stuff. And
wait a minute. Isn't that what Chappelle did for his new movie?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Have you seen this?
Not yet.
Anybody seen this yet? Because it looks great.
Yeah,
and
I haven't seen it yet.
And it looks like one of those 70s kind of grooves. Obviously, they redesigned the advertisement because it has the appearance of early, middle 70s funk soul kind of writing, the design of the way the pictures are all put together there. And I was fascinated to see that most of the names, they're not 70s acts. This is all Black Eyed Peas and Talib and, you know, and Kanye and everybody. All these are very, very familiar names. And it's real interesting to see that kind of conglomeration because it looks a little bit more like Woodstock, doesn't it? When you see the posters, it looks like Garcia and Joplin on the love train going across Canada and the jamming, etc. You usually don't think of black acts like that. You usually think of them as very competitive with each other, very isolated from each other. And now, what you've seen in the last few years is what rock and roll always said they were doing, but we never did it. We always told you, oh, man, we jam with each other. We love each other all. You know, we're all brothers in music, brother. Yeah, we just get together and we just see each other as equals, brother. Yeah, that's right. BS, knock it off, Brian. You know I'm not kidding. You've been in the game too long to know, to pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. How many times do you see in rock and roll the people doing the jams with each other? You follow? On the record. Yeah, somebody jumps on stage and, okay, a tribute to my mentor, and I jumped on stage with the Beach Boys and sang a song, and, you know, Robinson jumped on with the guy from Zeppelin, and, okay, well, that's a little different than actual records showing up. Think about it now. In terms of R&B, hip-hop, what's going on in the Latino community, etc., then every single record has everybody else who also lives in the building that the studio is housed in, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you had something to say? Go ahead. Well, see, now that was a meeting of the cultural worlds. When was the last time you saw a homeboy with a guitar? Hootie? Come on, man. And don't talk to me about Lenny Kravitz. He's hybrid. He's a hybrid. He's future. He's postmodern. He's not black. He's not Jewish. He's not white. He's... Anyways, if you want to hear yesterday's show that never actually made it onto the internet here, then I'm told that you can find this on VHND.com. All the DLR shows wind up on that. Is that correct, Brian? Talk to us. What do you think? Say it, but
it's not on there yet. It's not on there yet.
Oh, wait a minute.
Another broken microphone.
Is our microphone actually broken? Please talk to Sharon.
Hello!
Stop it, stop it. Turn off the music here. It's not our boat till we spring a leak, right?
Check one, two.
Hey, you're working now.
Marvelous. Here we go again. Okay. Take a call. Take a call, Hutch. Roth Radio. Gary, you're in. 866-313-37. You know the number better than I do. Go ahead, friend. You're in. Is anybody there? Story of my social life. You got 10 seconds. Here we go. Hey, I hear a voice. Swing, brother. What's on your mind? Ditch him. Move to the next one. Go ahead. Here, hit it quick. Who's on next? Philly. Roth, you're here.
I got a story for you to tell about spring break.
Go ahead, Tim.
Basically, a bunch of our guys, three of us, live up in Philadelphia, and I live down in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I know it quite well, allegedly. Go ahead.
Where I was divorced, and I've been out there for a few years, and I said, let's go back there, because I have a friend of mine lives there. So we went down, this is New Year's Eve, went down to my buddy's house down there. This girl I knew basically said she's going to a swingers party. And so we went to the swingers party.
Okay, stop right there. When you heard the word swingers party, what happened in your fertile little imagination? What did you see? What did you imagine?
Well, basically, I'm a deviant, so I know exactly what a swingers party is.
So
my one friend is also a deviant like myself. My other friend is intellectual, and he had no idea what a swingers party was. So we turned to him and said, you know what a swingers party is? And he goes, no. I said, basically what happens is you go to this party and you kind of, you know, switch with partners and there's girls there and, you know, his goes to yours goes to ours and stuff like that. And he goes, okay, I'm in. So we go to the swingers party.
So this really is knee bone connects up to the thigh bone, which connects up to the neck bone kind of thing. I always wondered what they meant by that song, but please continue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The swing party is held by a husband and wife, which are now divorced now, but the husband and wife are lawyers, and they live in this $500,000 beautiful house. So we go in, and everybody's drinking, and there's about six couples there. And basically, we're three guys, and we're like, oh, shit. But then a few girls come in. But basically, the mid part of the story goes like this. Everybody starts getting their clothes off and going into the hot tub. So basically, this girl that I knew said, I said, let's go out on the stairs. So we go inside the house, on the stairs, get naked, and start having a little romantic intercession on the stairs. So we're on the stairs, and little be known to me, my friend gets out of the hot tub, walks into the house, starts walking up the stairs. She and I move over as we're doing it on the stairs. I'm figuring he's going up to go to the bathroom. Well, he's not going to the bathroom. He starts walking past us, turns around, and faces her, and she opens her mouth.
And what does she say?
And basically, she said nothing because she couldn't say anything at that point.
Okay.
And the story basically continued out throughout the night, but that was one of the fun part. And I told my friend, I said, I thought you were going to the bathroom.
Okay, this sounds like one of the plot lines for one of our Penthouse pet porn star guests, Stacey Valentine, coming up here in a little while. Have you ever seen a Stacey Valentine video?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think you're plagiarizing. I'm sorry, my friend. I'm sorry, my friend. But artist to artist, I think you're plagiarizing some of the plot lines. It's just the ending alone is really familiar, dude. Good story. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Spring break. No Jake. No fake, huh? Play me a song. Play a spring break song there one time.
David Lee Roth
on 92.3
Free FM.
Got a great call yesterday, one of the best complimentary calls ever. You're never sure which one is going to touch you the most, you know. We get all kinds of calls, and some of the stuff that I'm most particularly fond of is when somebody wants to arm wrestle. We got a guy, actually we had two great calls yesterday. First, and almost the very best one, was when an actual fan called up who has called up before, and he just wanted to fight. I don't even think he maintained the opinion. I forget what we were arguing about, but he was completely convincing. We were completely at it, and then he turned and he said, Dave! turns out it's a fan. That's a true fan. That's somebody who has learned to participate with Roth Radio elegantly. Participate, baby! Anyways, also we got a call from a music teacher, a fellow who instructs music in the public school system. I don't recollect, somewhere here in the New York area. It was either Brooklyn or the Bronx or whatever, and he said that he's dealing primarily with African-American, Spanish-speaking, you know, the neighborhood, man, the hood. And he commented that his kids, early teens, whatever, were listening to the show for the music. They don't understand my wit and wisdom, but they love the way I says it. Yeah. Anyways, a little music review, and I mean a little one, okay? Because, you know, we've been going through people's albums and dialing through, and of course, like any albums today, most of it sucks, right? No, it doesn't even matter if it's your total hero. It's the way albums are made today. It's the way the artists tour today. It's the way record companies, if they're even existent, are structured today. You're lucky if you get one or two great songs coming off of a given record, right? Even if it's your favorite, even if it's what's called a brand, where, like, you don't even really care, just as long as it sounds like them. And I've maintained, for example, that, like, AC/DC has been making the same exact song over and over again, 12 times per album for almost 30 years. But I love the song, man. Rolling Stones. Same three songs. They have a slow version. And they have a really fast version. And then they have the Can't Get No Satisfaction version. Either way, I love those three songs. I don't care how many times they remake them, retitle them, repackage them, or replay them live a little bit differently. Same three songs for almost 40 years. But I love those three songs. And me, all I got is two notes, okay? Here, watch, I'll show you. Turn up the track just a little bit, all the way. Here we go. Watch, here's my two notes. Running with the devil, yeah. You see what I'm... All right, now listen, here we go. Ain't talking about love, now. Nah. Wait, watch what I do with this. Might as well jump. You see how I did that? It was good enough for Jim Morrison. Watch, here's Jim Morrison. He had two notes, right? Here we go. Turn it up. Here we go. Ooh, yeah. And then you can even do words with it. Watch, I'll say the word people. Here we go. People. And you can do it up a little bit higher, like Billy Idol did when he stole those two notes from Jim Morrison. But at least he robbed a good bank, right? Okay, here you go. White wedding is gonna be a white wedding. I'm a Billy Idol fan. That's how I memorize those two notes. They're a little different than the guy on the Doors. But I'm a professional. I'm expected to know the difference. Notes that most of you listening in right now would not detect. Just me and Rin Tin Tin. Possibly be young. Ooh, yeah! Anyways, in honor of that group, we're listening in for the tunes underneath the libretto, which is fancy for words. I come up, I do all my critical record shopping in Starbucks now. I never actually, did I say something funny? It's the only place where I'm actually compelled to do anything constructive in terms of purchasing actual records anymore because I'm full of caffeine. In fact, from now on, you know, when I have a new nickname for the remainder of the show, okay? Because, you know, when you order an espresso, that's one. When you order a double espresso, that's called a doppio. And when you order a triple espresso, and yeah, that's me, then that's called trippio. And Animal, from for the rest of the remainder of the session today, could you please refer to me as Trippio?
No doubt, Mr. Trippio.
No, not Mr. Trippio.
No,
yo.
Just Trippio. Yo, Trippio. Hey, I like that.
MC Sprinkle, nothing but yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Okay, so what I have here is the Sergio Mendez timeless compilation, okay? And this is the guy from Brazil 66, but he updated it. Then it became Brazil 67, Brazil 68. You got to hand it to the Brazilians. And this is music that was utterly groundbreaking at its time. Just as Jimmy Buffett spells out the great outdoors to us, or the beach, or whatever, in a certain sense of the word. This was the sound, in starting in the early 60s, 66, just a little bit before that, actually, that everybody discovered in the United States. And this was what you played at the pang, the backyard party. This is what you played at the barbecue, etc. And it summarized the whole Brazilian thing. In fact, none of us had ever been to Brazil. All we saw was a picture of the girl in the string bikini. That was adequate. I can't wait to floss my teeth in Brazil. We said that in 15 different languages here. Okay, I'm going to play you the original. Just a little fun and games here, coming from professional music background here. The singer on this original version, okay, that they put together, I believe they did this, I can't remember the date, actually, some point in the 70s, probably late, early 80s, something like this, and this became an international thing. Here's the original with Sergio himself actually playing the background tracks, doing the music. The young lady who's singing this doesn't actually speak Portuguese. She speaks Spanish. And just aside, you're not going to really be able to detect it unless tu hablas español. Or cuando você fala português, então, then you're going to see the difference here. But it gives it a kick that you don't usually get in a lot of this kind of music. Again, this is, you put this kind of music on and the sun comes up. Doesn't matter what time of night you did this. I strongly urge this kind of material for the car, for long drives, especially if you're driving through the rain, the snow. If you're a postal guy, you know, then this works for that. Also, a great, great selling point for this is that this is a CD cover. This comes from Starbucks, the Sergio Mendes Timeless Compilation. If you open it up, you'll see that Sergio, taken a picture of in 1966, looks absolutely identical to Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite, doesn't he? Yeah, there you go. Stop, stop. John, you're of age. You know I'm not kidding, right? Take a look. No, no, you can't nod on radio. They can't see you, kid. Does that not look like Pedro? Yeah. Vote for me and your... No, turn the music off. Turn the music. Vote for me and your wildest dreams will come true. Anyway, the singer on this Orig here, this is an updated Orig. This is, her name is Annie. I think her last name was Rosales. And she, Annie, was one of the first singers that I worked with when I decided I was going to change the face of Las Vegas about 10 years ago. Before Las Vegas became completely hip, before it became spring break all around, before it became MTV and VH1 and BET and everything in between, before it became country music and hip and bull riding and porno and everything else that we love. I wouldn't combine bull riding with porno, but I'm not averse, huh? Anyways, this is Annie singing. She learned the music phonetically, but it gives it a snap here. I'm going to play the original, and then we're going to go to this record here, the one that I found in Starbucks, and listen to the way people like the Black Eyed Peas updated it, because I think they did an amazing, amazing group. Go ahead and spin the original there. This is called Mais Que Nada. See, already you got sand in your shoes, right? All right, a little sand in your teeth. Shake it up, man. Here comes Annie. Check this out. Smooth sound. Português. Okay, give me the loop back here. That was Annie singing on the Orig revision, okay? And that's Sergio Mendes. Here's what's coming up on the brand new one. This is coming out of, go ahead and play the brand new stuff here. Sergio Mendes, Timeless. And this is the Black Eyed Peas. Now, obviously, these guys don't speak Portuguese. Não falando na português. Nada. But they did a groove around it, rapping, that more than made up for it. If you want to teach kids, or your old lady, or your husband how to enjoy this kind of stuff, maybe this is what they need. A little more familiar, same groove. A little more familiar drum groove, right? Now you're paying attention. Listen to how they get around the language problem. Very smooth, very cool.
Mushkina. Black of peas came to make it hot. We beat the fire start. Bubbling up just like lava, heated like a sauna. Penetrating through your body armor. Rhythmically we massage ya. With hip hop mix up with samba.
Cool idea, huh? How do you get around singing a foreign language song when it's as difficult as Portuguese? Vamos nessa, minha amiga. Good sound, huh? And then the chick breaks. Got that drum groove that's modern. I'm gonna take this train to the commercial, baby. Yeah.
Peter Piper picked peppers, but I rock rhymes.
David Lee Roth, mornings.
Several times,
on 92.3 Free FM.